This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Bonnie North. This Saturday, the last Jobline bus will cease operations. After the 24th of August, the 57 will still operate in Milwaukee County, but it will no longer cross the county line into Waukesha. Meanwhile, Milwaukee County Transit System is facing a large budget shortfall and is looking to shut down even more routes than the remaining Jobline. We'll be focusing on regional transit over the next couple of days, but today we'll start with the job lines themselves. I'm joined now by Lake Effect's producer, Joy Powers, the executive producer of our week-long series. Hi, Joy.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I think we probably should start at the beginning. For people who may not be familiar with the job line saga, what are they?
You know, the job lines are actually a few different bus lines. I think that sometimes gets confused in this conversation. So they all operated inside of Milwaukee and Waukesha counties kind of at different times. As the name implies, they were really meant to answer what we've often called the last mile problem. So it's this issue of connecting people in Milwaukee, specifically Milwaukee Central City, to jobs over in Waukesha County. And these lines weren't just created as an initiative of the county transit systems. They were actually the result of a lawsuit. And I spoke with Allison Bussler. She's the director of public works in Waukesha County, and she explains what happened.
The ACLU, the Black Health Coalition, and MICA sued the Wisconsin Department of Transportation related to the zoo interchange project. They felt that the project didn't take into consideration the impact it would have on some disadvantaged neighborhoods in the city of Milwaukee. And so those two groups, the DOT and the plaintiffs, came to a settlement whereby the Wisconsin Department of Transportation would fund some transit routes of the plaintiff's choice for up to 4 years.
That was Allison Bussler. She's the director of public works in Waukesha County. So the job lines, they started actually as Route 61 and then Route 6. And earlier this year, the lines were consolidated kind of into Route 57. It was an existing bus line that was then extended into Waukesha to fill the gap that those other routes left.
So as Bussler said, these lines were funded up to 4 years, which was part of the reason why the lines were consolidated and tacked on to Route 57. We should note that although the job line into Waukesha is ending, Route 57 will continue to serve intercity riders in Milwaukee. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
But the Waukesha portion is ending. Why?
You know, there are a few explanations, and as you might guess, a lot of it boils down to money. So the state funding ran out in 2018. Tom Winter, he's from MCTS, the Milwaukee County Transit System. He spoke with us, and he's the director of schedules and planning for the system. He says these lines were never really planned to be a long-term solution.
The funding that WISDOT provided from the settlement was temporary in nature, and when it expired, something had to happen to replace that, and we have major funding issues of ourselves to deal with beyond providing a replacement for something that was temporary.
That was Tom Winter. He's from MCTS, and it's not just about the temporary funding. It's also about the line itself. So it was meant to connect a lot of people in the city to a lot of jobs in the suburbs, as we've said. But in Waukesha County, the ridership is really low. Here's Allison Bussler from Waukesha to explain.
This is maybe a misunderstanding that's going around. When you look at the ridership data in Waukesha County, there were only about 70 rides per day, or about 7% of the rides. So if you figure folks take the bus to work and home, it's about 35 people. And the subsidy of what each of those riders needed was about $18,000 annually per rider, just for that Waukesha County section. And so it's really hard to say that's a viable route.
That's a lot of money. There's no way around that. But there are still a lot of people in the community who are really sad to see this line go, especially people who were involved in the initial case. So we reached out to one of the lawyers who represented the plaintiffs in this case. His name is Dennis Grzynski, and he was able to send us this written statement, which says, quote, The end of the job lines is sad and disappointing. People who relied on the buses to get to their jobs in Waukesha County are facing difficult obstacles in the way of keeping those jobs, and their employers will be facing greater difficulties in filling their vacancies. For many years, Sewer PAC, the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission's regional plans, have highlighted the desperate need of the region for a major increase in transit facilities and services, but state support has instead declined significantly. Moving forward, it's important that the state of Wisconsin provides greater financial support for public transit throughout the state, not just in Southeast Wisconsin. In addition, county governments, particularly in this region, need to be given the authority to enact a dedicated sales tax to support transit. That was lawyer Dennis Grzynski. He represented the plaintiffs in this initial case. And, you know, he brings up a lot of stuff that we've heard reiterated by many people who are familiar with this situation.
Yeah, absolutely. As he mentioned, these lines were meant to connect people to jobs. And although ridership has been low, there's still a legitimate problem for businesses who need employees. So I have to ask, isn't getting rid of this line going to mean fewer ways for employees to get out to those jobs?
I mean, that's a fair question. And it's true. It will be one less way for people to get out to those jobs. It's something that we're going to talk about in more depth during this series. One of our reporters, Latoya Dennis, will be looking at the impact this may have on Waukesha businesses later this week. But simply put, Bustler says that while well-intentioned, these bus lines weren't the solution that they hoped they would be.
Transit wasn't the silver bullet in this case. There could be for a variety of issues. Perhaps we don't have the density. Perhaps folks don't want to ride the bus for an hour. A lot of the jobs have certain skill set requirements. So if the job openings are for a welder, but anybody riding that bus is not a welder, well, then that's not a fit. There are other employers telling us, you know, for more entry-level positions that they really just need someone who will show up every day on time, drug-free. And that's been a struggle. And so I think there's certain job training programs that perhaps can work on that problem as well.
And you're right. This problem of getting people to jobs in the suburbs, that hasn't gone away. And we'll be talking about solutions to this last mile issue again later on in this series.
Well, we're talking about the end of the job lines, but this news is coming at a time when the Milwaukee County Transit System is having to make a lot of cuts to services. So what's going on there?
Yeah, so MCTS is facing a budget deficit of almost $6 million for 2019. If nothing changes, it's planning to cut 6 freeway flyer routes, 4 U-Bus routes, 5 shuttles, and Route 52 in order to balance the budget. That last one, upsetting for me, Route 52 goes near my house. Christina Hoffman, she's the director of marketing and communications for MCTS. She says the shortfall has a lot to do with the way the state funds counties and municipalities.
Over the past decade, Milwaukee County taxpayers have been sending more and more money to the state, but the funding that the county receives back has been flat or has even declined. So we can look at the state as being part of the problem.
And she says that even with a change in leadership in Madison, you know, things aren't really going to get better right away.
It's just not enough to fill the gap. Right now, we're receiving state revenue that's lower now than it was in 2010. And meanwhile, the trend across the country is expanding transit. But Milwaukee's falling behind. You know, it's not surprising that we're in this position when we don't have the funding to support it.
And as both Hoffman and Winter point out, limiting funding, it reduces access to transit and ultimately it reduces ridership.
So transit in the area is facing a lot of obstacles, and the end of the job line will be upsetting for the people who are currently depending on it. But the 57 isn't the only way to get from the city of Milwaukee into the suburbs, isn't that right?
Yeah, you know, there are definitely other lines that connect Milwaukee to the suburbs, and there are specifically lines that connect people from Milwaukee County to jobs in Waukesha County. Here's Allison Bustler again from Waukesha.
Fortunately, there is some areas that transit is working quite well for this issue. The Gold Line in Milwaukee County visits UWM up Wisconsin Avenue into Blue Mound. Waukesha County funds the Brookfield Square extension. And so that route is very successful. We have about 30 riders on average that ride that bus as opposed to the Route 61, which had 2 or 3 riders. We have another route that starts in downtown Waukesha, but then goes to Brookfield, and that has about 19 riders per hour on average. And because we have folks in Waukesha County, too, that need help getting to work through transit. And so we're focusing on those areas that are really working and then continuing to explore other ideas on how we might be able to address this issue.
And what are some of the other solutions that Milwaukee and Waukesha counties are looking at to link up their services?
You know, one of the things they have in the works, which both counties are really excited about, it's the East-West Bus Rapid Transit Project. This would essentially create a designated lane for the bus, as well as some other features that should make the bus faster and more reliable. So here's Tom Winter from MCTS to explain.
This is the BRT, the Bus Rapid Transit Project, primarily from where we are downtown out to the Milwaukee Regional Medical Center. It's very high-frequency service. It's branded vehicles. It's off bus payment. You pay at the station itself. So it's high frequency, high speed.
And this is something Waukesha is hoping will be an opportunity to connect their services in a way that could encourage more ridership. Busler says they're also working on some smaller things with MCTS, like creating an app that would have a few different transit maps available to users to make it easier for people to connect from Milwaukee County buses to Waukesha County buses.
So as you mentioned earlier, later this week we're going to be talking about some of the solutions to the last mile problem. What else are we going to look at in this series?
So tomorrow, our producer, Audrey Nowakowski, she's going to really dig into the history of cross-county transit initiatives in the area. Some of our reporters from the WUWM newsroom will be talking with the people who use the buses, and we'll get the perspective of businesses in Waukesha, what the needs are there, and how they might be answered.
Terrific. Joy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We heard from Tom Winter, the Director of Schedules and Planning, and Christina Hoffman, the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Milwaukee County Transit System. Allison Busler is the Director of Public Works in Waukesha County.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.